show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We go right to your phone calls. That's what the show's about. Let's start with TSA George listening in Washington, D.C. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, George, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to chime in on this thing that Paula and two other guys are talking about, how, like, this big comet would hit Babylon. She said that's New York City or something like that.
Yeah, she was saying, Paula, our virtually nightly chronic caller, who's pretty nuts, called in to say that the world was going to end. Or no, she didn't say the world was going to end. She said New York City was going to be wiped off the map in, was it 2012 or 2009?
Sounds right.
By some comet or something like that. Like, well, first off, Babylon is Baghdad.
Well, how did, now, how do you know what it is? And what
she,
it is?
She decided that you know, that Babylon, that it was a figurative term to describe, I don't know, the biggest city or something, which New York certainly
is. Yeah,
isn't,
but you know, Baghdad's a city. There's a, I think it was the Euphrates and Tigris River runs through it. You know, so I mean that, the, and that's in the same area where those biblical ages took place. So the green zone's going to get hit with a comet, according to the Bible.
There you go. Thanks for clearing that up, George. Anything else on your mind?
This wasn't the Bible. This was something off of her ancientmanuscripts.com website.
Yeah, I guess I'm not on my mind. Do you hear about this one dude who glued himself to the Prime Minister of Britain?
I heard someone attempted to do that. How'd that work out?
It took about 30 minutes for the Prime Minister to unglue himself.
But, oh, wow. Successful. Okay.
Yeah, I forgot the guy's name, but he was pretty much protesting airport expansion and road expansion or something like that. Some greeny, but I thought it was funny as hell. I would love to see that happen to Bush.
It's an interesting idea for a protest, to glue oneself to a politician. I wonder what they charged him with after that, like assault or something.
Actually, they didn't press any charges because the Prime Minister was giving this dude an award, and he put him, and the guy put him a stabbed Prime Minister in the back with this whole thing.
Wow, that's amazing! Interesting story, and thank you for calling tonight, George. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line.
Yeah, I can hardly imagine what that conversation must have been like that for that 30 minutes. Well, the guy, one man was glued to the other.
No, what did he do? Put crazy glue on his palm of his hand and shake the guy's hand? And
must have been something right. That would make more sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you can't let go. That would be really great.
So let's talk about an issue that we've speculated on in the past. And then, Mark, you're going to give us an update on the E-Gold situation,
that's
which
right.
We talked about before. But we have speculated before about smoking bans and how to get around them as far as businesses, you know, how businesses, they like to obey what the government diktats are, but they also like to look for loopholes to see if they can still continue operating in the way they originally were, if it's specified there's a way to do that in the law that's been written. And in a lot of smoking bans, they do have exceptions for private clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So the suggestion has been in the past, well, what would happen if a restaurant that wanted to keep smoking, allowing its customers to smoke, converted into a private club? Would they be left alone at that point? And no.
Yeah,
the answer is no.
I figured they wouldn't be.
Right. And because it's not about the law. It's about controlling people. That's what the law is all about. And so trying to get around the regulations the way they're written will not necessarily save you from persecution by these bureaucrats. And here is the story, which actually somebody took the time to print, highlight, and mail to me.
Interesting.
So this story from dailyjournal.net in Johnson County, Indiana. A Franklin club wants a judge to stop the city from citing it for violations of a smoking ban while the court decides if the city's enforcement of the ban is legal. D&D Club, formerly Don and Donna's Restaurant, is suing the city for improperly enforcing the ban. The club is requesting a preliminary injunction, which means it wants a judge to stop enforcement of the ban immediately because it's causing harm. According to the lawsuit, D&D Club's reputation in the community was harmed by the city's enforcement of the ban. D&D Club is operating as a club, and the city targeted it for enforcement. according to their attorney, Michael Limerick. Now, the club hired Limerick, an attorney from Indianapolis. The manner in which the city has enforced the smoking ban is unlawful because D&D Club meets the standards for a private club, they say. The ordinance itself is vague, of course, and the city singled out the club in its enforcement efforts. A final decision on the case will be made in a separate hearing after the judge decides whether the city should immediately stop issuing citations to the club, and the club wants the judge to decide that the city is not enforcing the ban properly, while the city argues that the D&D Club is not, in fact, a club. Franklin's smoking ban, which went into effect August 1st of, I believe, 2006, prohibits smoking in public places such as restaurants, stores, and workplaces. Smoking is allowed at private clubs and bars. And Don and Donna's restaurant switched its for-profit restaurant status to a non-profit private club, allowing their guests to continue to smoke. So they tried to jump through whatever legal hoops they thought were available for them in order to qualify as a club so they would be left alone under this particular smoking ban. And the city has refused to acknowledge
that. Yeah, not-for-profit status, it's possible that, you know, I'd be interested in seeing how their books were worked and that kind of thing, but, you know, they're not making that much money in the restaurant business anyway. So.
Well, it actually says later in the story that they were not actually making any money running their restaurants, so now they're not making any money as a club. But, again, the city says it's not actually a club. The city says they shouldn't receive the preliminary injunction because the club is operating the same as when it was a restaurant. According to their lawyer, they'll never be able to show irreparable harm. The claim that they're a private club is a sham. Now, they don't actually offer any sort of reasoning as to why it's a sham.
They just say it's a sham.
That's right. And that's probably going to be good enough for the judge in this case. Because remember, who does he work for?
Well, I agree that your chances, with a government judge and going against a government aren't particularly good. But sometimes,
so far, the D&D Club has received four $100 citations for violating the smoking ban, and none of them have yet been paid. A total of 10 citations have been issued by the city, and none of the other citations was issued to a private club. The smoking ban says private clubs are defined by the payment of dues and self-governance by the membership, and are formed as a recognized exclusive association of people organized for a joint or common purpose. And according to their lawyer, he says that D&D Club Incorporated meets the requirements stated in the ordinance. They apparently, the owner of the building in which the club is located, said the city has never even told the club why it doesn't meet standards as a private club. Anyone can join the club by paying a $1 membership fee, and it has two types of membership, social and equity. Now, Ms. Barnaby and her husband, Jim, are the two equity members, which means they have voting rights and are responsible for the club's finances. Other members of the club can become equity members, but no one has chosen to do so.
Right. I really want to give you a whole bunch of money to get involved in this crap.
Neither Mary or Jim Barnaby is an employee of the club or is paid. The couple and two other people are the board of directors, and they are not paid for being on the board. The restaurant didn't make a profit before it became a club, and revenues from the club don't meet expenses either, according to Barnaby. Employees are instructed to ask anyone they don't recognize as a member to become a member. If a patron says he or she does not want to become a member, that person is asked to leave. It sounds like a private club to me.
Me too.
Yeah. What do they need?
If somebody is new to the club and wants to wait to decide to become a member, that person can be a guest of the club for the day, said Ms. Barnaby. When code enforcement officers first issued the citation to the club, it was done without an investigation. The mayor simply ordered them to issue the citation, and so they did. So they were being targeted for this.
And, you know, it's kind of funny that you've got the situation here where this organization's supposed to be doing investigations and they just follow what the mayor says. Okay.
Yep. Oh, right away, sir. Aye, aye, Captain.
The code enforcement officers then asked the Board of Works to clarify for them how a private club is defined. Franklin officials claim that the D&D Club is not a private club but can't tell anyone why. So there you have it. Even if there is an exemption in their own rules about what is and what is not qualified to this smoking ban nonsense, they don't give a damn. I guess if it was a politician's private club, they'd probably meet the qualifications. More coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and they include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. We've got a bunch of archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show is free right there on the front page of the website. For you at freetalklive.com. Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, W-E-B-E-X WebEx.com. WebEx.com. Enter promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We go to your call. Still to come, the update on E-Gold. Sounds like there's some serious trouble coming for those guys. But we will go first to Lucas in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lucas.
Ooh.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey. Just one thing. Let me yell at you for a little bit. I was on hold all day yesterday and didn't get through. So
you were on hold all day?
Yes.
Okay. It's possible that I didn't get your...
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
First, I'd like to say, in my ever constant pursuit to bring you back to topics you were talking about the day before, yes, there's a virtual console on the Wii. However, I do not use it because I'm hardcore and I play the console. I play the cartridges because that's how I roll.
Well,
and
we were talking about the video game. What was it? The emulators, I guess. Intellectual
that
property.
Yeah.
So that's how you roll, huh, Lucas?
What?
That is how you roll. You are the old school roller.
Yeah. I play the cartridges. But
that's really old school.
Why not go back all the way to Pong and just the
you
one
might,
game?
You might have Pong. You have Pong?
No, I do not.
Not old school enough. How old are you, Lucas?
I am 14.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you weren't even around when the Nintendo Entertainment.
You're like one of those kids that runs around with a Dio shirt on right now. You make any damn sense.
So why is it that somebody, here's my curiosity, why is it that somebody who wasn't even raised with the 1980s video game world would take an interest in it? Is it, I mean, it's not nostalgic for you. You weren't there.
Well, I just don't like how games today are. They're not as good to me, and I've always been kind of weird. Like, most people listen to Carlos Mencia, I listen to George Carlin.
Well, one of the things about old games that's great about them is that there's not a lot of depth to them, so you can pick them up, play them, and put them down, and no big deal. Whereas, the games of today, you've got to save and come back and continue the journey. And I'm very generalizing. Certainly, there are still pick-up-and-play games today, but for the most part, that's what almost all of them were back in the day. Just play for fun, and then you're done with them.
Yeah.
Is that the impression you get, Lucas?
Yeah,
sounds like you're about done. Thanks for the call.
800-259-9231.
Don't get sleepy on me. We're going to take you off the lines. Let's talk to Alex in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex. Alex.
Hey, guys.
New Jersey. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I was driving to work the other day, and I got a call from Officer Berger with the Branchburg Police Department.
Okay.
And he was going to start railroading me about something that happened on Friday. You see, I got a picture message with a funny picture in it that I thought was a funny joke.
Okay.
And I sent it in a mass pics message out to all my friends.
Uh-oh. What
and
was
one
the picture?
Of my, I don't think I can really say on the air, but it was funny. It was hilarious.
Was it sexually explicit in some way?
It was anti-Semitic.
Oh, okay. So racist, then, is what you said.
Right, and it was funny. I certainly don't hate people. Love my fellow human, but it was just a funny joke. But anyway,
I've heard funny jokes of any of racist ilk. Sure,
but my friend said, "Oh, send it to this person," and it was almost midnight. I was waiting for Batman to start, so I go ahead and I send the picture message, and little did I know that it was this Jewish girl. And she got real pissed off, and then she, filed a police report against me and all that other stuff.
For what?
For harassment.
Oh, like the internet harassment stuff that
right,
they're talking
right.
about now. Yeah.
So, but they, they're claiming that I was harassing them. The only time I sent her a text message was when she sent me a text message, and all my responses were just me correcting her grammar.
So, how did she get the joke email, the anti-Semitic joke email? How did she get that in the first place? You didn't send it to her?
It was a picture message, and one of my friends requested that I send it to her.
So you did send it to her. So you initiated the conversation with her on your telephone?
Correct.
And okay. What did Officer Berger have to say to you about it?
It was a picture message, but on Tuesday, I get this call from him. And he goes, "This is Officer Berger with the Branchburg Police Department. Who am I speaking with?" And I go, "Alex." He says, "We're currently doing an investigation, and your phone number was brought up part of it." And I said, all right. And he said it deals with the sending of certain text messages on Friday. And I said, all right, harassment is only a problem if it keeps happening. After that Friday night, nothing else happened. I didn't continue to harass them. I just let it go, and, you know, I didn't do anything. And, in fact, the girl's boyfriend was calling me and harassing me, and I didn't do anything back.
Yeah, and you didn't file
the
report.
I just let it go.
Right.
And I didn't do anything, but they filed the report.
Wow.
So then I said, then there's no problem. And then he said, oh, when did I ever bring up harassment? So you know what's going on. It's like that incriminating thing. And I go, yeah. And he said, what's your last name? I said, I'm not going to give you that information. And he said, now you listen. Do you know what I could do to you? I could trace this number just as easily, so you are going to tell me your information. And I said, okay, do it.
Go do the work, you lazy bum.
Right. And he said, we can do this the easy way or the hard way, screaming at me with his big, deep, you know, voice. I said, I am unwilling to cooperate with you. And then he became completely calm, and he said, listen, I just want your information so I can fill out this paperwork. Normally the complaining party just wants to find out who did it. Mm-hmm. After that, they let bygones be bygones. I don't want us to get off on the wrong foot like 15 seconds ago. And he said it all nice and stuff like that. And all I said was, I'm unwilling to cooperate with you. Then he started screaming at me, and he said, don't make this investigation harder than it needs to be. I said, I am not willing to talk to you. You are just going to have to do your investigation the old-fashioned way.
Yep.
And then he yelled at me, you just made my day. And he slammed the phone on the receiver.
Have you heard from him? You said this was Friday, so have you heard from him since?
Well, no, the text message was sent on Friday, and this phone call that he initiated to me was made on Tuesday morning.
Oh, okay. And was that where it all ended? Has he done anything else, to your knowledge?
No, he hasn't. But
I think you handled that pretty well. I mean, all things considered, I think you handled that pretty well.
I don't know. I mean, you never know whether it's just gonna he's just gonna fill out the paperwork. Yeah, it doesn't look like harassment to me. You know, you never know. But I can tell you that if he did decide to go after you and you had cooperated with him, you'd sure be kicking yourself.
Right, right. And I realized that without my last name, he can't use anything I say as testimony.
Yeah, he doesn't know who it was.
Right, right. Yep. There are millions of other Alexes out there.
Right, he wanted you to lock yourself in by identifying yourself. And, of course, even if you had said it was you, it still would be no real way to prove it. But the less information the cops have, the better and the safer you are. And I think you did a good job there. And thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it, dude. 800-259-9231. Also, let us know what happens if anything else occurs in your case.
And always stop curious. Sending people racist messages.
Or follow-ups. Yeah, good point. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-
1-800-344-3420 today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet into water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. That is the point of the program. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 350,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, and it's all for free. So go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you've got a company or you have some kind of influence in a company that needs some help with their accounts receivable, SACL CAI sponsors the show, and they're great folks over there. They do a fantastic job. They collect in an entirely different way than what you may expect with collections companies. They don't harass your customers. They're not mean to them. They collect your money with respect from your customers, and that way you can keep them in the future. That's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
We continue with your calls. It's John in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, John.
Yes. Hi. Hi, Ian. Hi, Wayne. Hi, Mark. I wanted to discuss how the government has recently been interfering in my life to a large extent.
Okay. You're on.
Does it have anything to do with your phone?
Yeah, you're on a pretty noisy line. Are you on a landline?
It is a landline, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
It's doable, but just go ahead with your point, sir.
Okay, I apologize for that. Yeah, recently I was just walking around with, my friend in Dallas, down where I live, and the cops were just hassling me a lot, and I just felt it violated my freedoms totally.
Well, how are they hassling you a lot? What does that mean?
Well, I guess they just didn't like the appearance of a man walking with another man in such a way that I was, and they became very offensive towards me, and I felt it was very threatening in taking away my personal liberties.
Are you a gay man?
Yes.
So were you holding hands with another man or showing more affection than that?
Just that, nothing more.
And what did the cops say to you?
Well, they came up to me, they made a few names, I felt like I was just threatened. I felt very scared.
Now, when you say you felt threatened, did they suggest that they might, how did you feel threatened? Did they threaten you actually, or just, them coming up and saying mean stuff, which, is completely inappropriate? Was that the end of the threatening?
a lot of mean stuff, but I think they became more concerned. I, you know, sort of had my hand on, his buttocks, and he had his on mine, and then they became, you know, they sort of approached me as if they were going to arrest me.
Okay.
Can you give me an example of what it was that they said to you?
As the situation progressed, I was, I guess there was maybe some indecent exposure involved in the situation, and I know
that's
illegal.
Where were you? You're just hanging out at the mall?
No, not at the mall. I was in the street. I was actually in a park where a lot of other gay men hang out.
Okay.
Okay.
Were you hanging out or were you just hanging out?
That's interesting. But that's basically what it was. And I just felt that, you know, they were impinging on my
civil liberties. What I want to know, and I understand.
Why shouldn't I be able to do this stuff?
First, my question is, what's the deal with the park thing? Like, why is it that, I mean, aren't there gay clubs you can go to meet up with? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with meeting people in a park. I'm just wondering what the deal is with it.
It's a discreet area.
So, were you in, like, a secluded area of the park, or were you meeting in the bathroom, or where exactly were you?
A secluded area of the park.
Just, like, bushes and trees around, that kind of thing?
Yes, but what I'm more interested in is if, let's say, under your New World Order, would I be able to do this on a regular basis without incurring any penalty?
If you own the park, you certainly may. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. If it's your private park, then the cops can't come on it.
Yeah, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if you're in the bushes in your yard, secluded away from people, you can hump in the bushes in your yard if you want. And you can hump whomever you want as long as they're a consenting adult.
I think that was a crank call, personally, but...
I think so, too, but, people want
a good one, though.
People want to know the answer to that.
Isn't it interesting, though, that there are these foresty locations. Sometimes it's beaches. Gay men, at least from what I understand, are attracted to the natural locations like that.
They're romantic.
I think it's just the cheap guys that don't want to go to the bar. And and the other thing is they don't want to, they want to have their sexual interlude, but they don't want to be rolled by a, gay burglar who would, find out what's going on in their house and then perhaps wait till they're asleep or come back later or that kind of thing.
I see.
So that the idea is to keep the, keep a level of comfort zone away from these people, but at the same time to have sex with them. It's interesting. If you wouldn't trust someone in your house, you're going to have sex with them. But
I think it'd be a great business for a gay person to open up is a nice, safe, private park where gay people are gay. It seems like gay men mostly. You never hear about homosexual women actually meeting in these parks, in these situations. So it seems to be a gay man thing. If I'm wrong about that, perhaps some of our lesbian lady listeners can call and clarify. Have you ever met someone in a park bathroom or anywhere in a secluded area of a park? 1-800-259-9231. Because it's just fascinating to learn about how things work in this culture that I'm not very familiar with.
You know, men tend to be more of the, especially younger single men with high testosterone, tend to be the hit-and-run type thing, and I think when you put two men together, then it's double hit and run.
Right, you don't have really the hit with lesbian sex either. There's not the work quite the same way. So, I'm sure they want to spend a little more time with each other or whatever.
That makes sense. So, here's an entrepreneurial idea for one of you gay men out there with some capital at your disposal. Buy yourself a park. Make sure nobody can see in from the outside. And as long as it's private in that way, you can have all kinds of manner of shenanigans going on there.
You would think that they would
sell drinks,
some kind of room off the side of one of these gay bars, but it's probably that they would get inspected on a regular basis.
Yeah, I think the park you'd be a little safer. And maybe you could also go with the private club kind of aspect where you can't come into the park unless you are a club member.
You can't be a member of the club unless you've been referred by another gay guy.
Yeah.
Isn't that what that Bohemian Grove is all about? Really, they get some young kid to run through the woods in his underwear, and then these old men with guns hunt him down through the woods, and the guns shoot pink bubbles.
Sounds like fun, Wayne. Pop too much. Let's continue.
I heard.
Dave is on the line in Ohio, listening to WAIS. Dave.
I have a question for you guys. I don't know if I heard this straight or not, but you mentioned something last week about it possibly being illegal and to charge over $45 or $40 a gallon of water.
Don't remember mentioning that, no. I'm sorry. Well,
I remember in the L.A. earthquakes that I experienced in 94, there were a lot of stories of shopkeepers jacking up the price of bottled water.
This is true.
They only had so much.
And in those cases, yes, there are some law that will apply. The government people will pull out called like an anti-gouging law. And they at that point will then target businesses that the government deems is charging too much. But I don't think they have any set numbers, because those numbers will have to change year after year as the money supply inflates. And inevitably, prices will probably rise, though certainly some products have gotten cheaper over time due to mass production.
Okay, I must
have
been imagining I heard it.
Yeah, but it is a concern after a disaster situation, Dave, because when the government people come in and they say, I'm sorry, you can't sell that at X price, otherwise we're going to shut your store down and arrest you, they're telling the business owner that he can't do business in the way that he has deemed appropriate, and they're telling the customers that they can't, that they're not smart enough to make their own choices about the products they buy in a situation like that. And Dave, thank you for the call tonight.
Thank you, guys.
To point out a reason why business owners should be able to, and it's a reason you sort of touched on, Wayne, why business owners should be able to gouge, as it is called, is because it prevents somebody from coming in and just buying up everything.
Right.
If water is in short supply, or batteries are in short supply, or whatever it is that people need after a disaster situation, and you've only got a few more items on the shelf, well, if you raise your price, because you know you're going to have another shipment coming, but it's not here yet, so if you raise your price in the meantime, somebody can't just come in and say, okay, I need every single one of those bottles of water.
Right. If somebody's feeling like there's a shortage of water, they could come in and buy all the bottles of water, and then there wouldn't be any bottles of water for anybody else. But if you got to raise the price, then they would think twice about it.
Right. Yep. You'd only buy exactly what you needed, and you wouldn't buy too much. So it's okay. And, of course, if there's somebody down the street, you can always go there and see what their prices are like. And if that's not good enough, then get a bunch of water from some wholesaler and start selling it yourself. Quit complaining to the state. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. They're both free for you. And if you like Free Talk Live, what we're doing on the program, and you want to help us out, well, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Whatever it is that you buy at Amazon, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Used items, new items, 41-plus categories to shop in. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, read some reviews about the products you're going to buy, and then feel confident that not only are you getting the brands that you trust at a great deal, but you're also helping Free Talk Live by entering through amazon.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, let's talk about the E-Gold situation. We had discussed it a while back. The executives of E-Gold were under attack. Now, as I understood E-Gold, I never had an account with them, so I don't really know too much about them. But it was a way to essentially buy gold and not have to have it in a vault somewhere in your house. Right?
Yeah. It's the best I understand of it. You can use it to do transactions.
Right. Online. They could load it on a credit card somehow. Like, I guess you could transfer it to U.S. dollars or something. I'm not sure how it all worked, but they had some ways to pay for things with E-Gold.
I would assume that it, you had a certain amount and that it was worth a certain amount of money at that time.
At a certain time. Yeah, right. That's a good point. So, interesting system, and it was pretty popular, from what I understand, amongst liberty-minded people. And, of course, as we've seen, as we talked about with the Liberty Dollar, I think earlier this week, once the Liberty Dollar got so popular that the feds couldn't ignore them anymore, they went after the Liberty Dollar and stole all of their money. I don't think E-Gold had all of their vaults raided, but they've had charges filed against them for money laundering and child pornography or something like that?
Yeah, what I've read online is all I know about it, and I find it fishy, just the whole thing, but we'll see.
Well, if you want someone to hate you or hate another person, mm-hmm. file a child porn charge against them.
I'm telling you, it's the easiest way to take somebody down for the feds.
It could have been one of their customers was involved in that, but then how would they know?
Right, well, that's what they're alleging. They're alleging that the E-Gold system is tailor-made for things like child pornography and other illicit online purchases.
Well, there are several other similar services that haven't been raided yet, but the point is, why are they targeting the ones they have so far as opposed to the ones that they haven't?
I don't know. Maybe the ones they haven't are run by congressmen or friends of congressmen. Who knows?
Yeah, or they donated the right campaigns. Who knows?
So, yeah, exactly. So what's going on here, Mark? What's the latest?
From ARSTechnica.com, online payment service provider PayPal remains the target of a lot of online fraud and phishing attacks. But PayPal's reputation is pristine in comparison with the E-Gold service, which engaged in practices that apparently went well beyond sketchy. Its three directors have now responded to charges of money laundering and unlicensed financial activities by entering guilty pleas in the U.S. District Court in
that's not good.
District of Columbia.
Okay, do you think they made him a deal?
Yeah, the unlicensed financial activities, that's the key one right there, too, is because of the war on drugs, the war on terror, so-called. Of course, the more rapacious government becomes, the more they want to interfere in financial transactions and control every financial transaction because they want more and more money. And that, to me, is the key to a lot of this.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder what is an unlicensed financial transaction when you use gold and silver to buy things. I mean, I wonder, you know, how far have they gone with this? I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, you know, and obviously these guys felt like they weren't going to win this case. Although the executives are U.S. citizens, Eagold is based in Nevis in the West Indies. Ever heard of Nevis?
Nope.
Me either.
Sounds like a good place to do business.
They probably have vaults in foreign countries as opposed to Liberty Dollar that had all their vaults in the U.S.
Yep. Its business model involved a layer of abstraction between it and the traditional financial institutions. Don't know what that means. Local exchange services can exchange national currencies for gold-backed units of Eagold, which is then traded internally or used for purchases at outlets that accept it. A lack of controls allowed individual users to create multiple accounts. Are you kidding? Somebody could go to this bank and have more than one account?
Okay.
Allowing Eagold to be used to hide large transfers of cash, enabling large-scale money laundering.
Oh, they're drug dealers then.
But, what money? When they say money laundering, what they mean is monetary services provided off the radar.
Right.
The
they don't ask a whole bunch of invasive questions that the government wants people asked about the money that they have.
You know, an interesting point that I just was aware of recently was somebody was telling me that before 1914, about 14 U.S. states actually opted out of the Federal Reserve System. And they didn't get sucked back in until 1986 with the Tax Reform Act of 1986. Hmm. So, essentially, the banks in those states were operating that way. They could do what they wanted to. So, in a free country, money should flow freely among people without the government meddling in it.
Right, and what they're concerned with money laundering always is drugs.
Sure.
You know, if somebody goes out there...
And terror now, Mark.
Right,
terror.
Oh, of course, it's terror.
Don't forget the immigrants. They might have to money, you know, launder
right,
some money.
Right, they want to send money home to their people or whatever. You know, largely it's about drugs. And, you know, if somebody went out and earned money selling marijuana or whatever, as far as I'm concerned, they should be able to do whatever they want with it. But the government doesn't feel the same way. Despite its primary function as an exchange, Eagold apparently decided that by managing transactions based on the price of gold, it was not acting as a financial institution. You know, these definitions and all that stuff. U.S. prosecutors disagreed and filed charges of conspiracy to engage in money laundering and conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money-transmitting business and indicated three of the company's directors, indicted three of the company's directors last year. The guilty pleas submitted yesterday could be very expensive. IDG is reporting that Douglas Jackson, Eagold's principal director, could face a sentence of up to 20 years in prison. This is the thing with when you enter a plea, generally you know what you're facing, not the could.
That's true.
I think it's different with different states, likely.
Wow, then they didn't get a deal then.
I don't know.
This is really interesting.
If they wanted to call every transaction that went through Eagold a money laundering charge, then they could charge them with the rest of their lives. So they're getting some kind of deal.
What I know a lot of our listeners might be closer to this situation. I know that, again, from what I understand, the Eagold, at least one of their founders, is a pretty well-known liberty-minded activist. And so I'm curious as to if anybody else has any insight as to why these guys pleaded guilty or what's going on behind the scenes here. Because this is just a news report about it.
Yeah, it really is. It's a sentence of up to 20 years in prison, along with a $500,000 fine. The other two directors face 5-year sentences and $25,000 fines. The company itself may be on the hook for as much as $3.7 million. No company left at that point.
Yeah.
The plea agreement apparently involves Eagold accepting that it is a money transfer business, which will require it to obtain licenses from the federal government and many individual states. To be certified.
Once you do that, then they own you.
Yep. To be certified, greater internal controls to be instituted, allowing transactions to be tracked and individual identities to be verified. Before facing sentencing, Jackson placed a post on the company's blog in which he announced a new beginning. In it, he admitted failure to transition from the marginal player to the for the early adopters to a respected institution integrated into the global financial mainstream. That transition apparently starts as, we acknowledge that eGold is indeed a financial institution or agency as defined in U.S. law and should be regulated as a financial institution.
Yeah, sounds like they're done for.
Well, a lot of good registering a financial institution did. Look at IndyMac customers last week.
Yeah, they're safe to protect it.
This is sad.
Yeah, as a result, creation of new accounts is being suspended, and greater controls on existing accounts will be enforced through through changes in the user agreement. Of course, that may be a bit late. Even Jackson admits eGold's actions led to a self-reinforcing negative reputation, and that he and his fellow execs may be headed for jail. So
there you have it, the latest on the eGold situation. I'm sorry to hear about that, and I wish them, I guess, good luck.
You know, it's really, the question is, do Americans have the right to transfer gold and silver back and forth with each other?
No, apparently not.
Without knowing each other's names.
Do you have the right to engage in a voluntary transaction in regards to whatever you want to engage in, whether it be selling a marijuana cigarette or selling somebody a gold bar without asking who they are? I mean, this is just they did voluntary business with every one of their customers.
Yep.
Every one of their customers came to them by choice. And they continued to do business with them by choice. No one was complaining about eGold's reputation as far as their transaction quality. They had business, and they continued to do business for a number of years. The only people that had a problem with it were the government bureaucrats, because they weren't able to regulate the business. They were outside of their regulatory power, so they used their
own. But I wonder how they were able to go after them if their company's registered in Nevis.
They used men with guns to, I believe, pick them up when they traveled in the United States. If I'm remembering the story correctly, maybe I'm not. It could have been the gambling guys.
Yeah, but it seems like the gambling guys they picked up when they came to the country. I don't know.
But either way, they went after the principals in this particular case, not the company so much. They just targeted the individuals. That's what it sounds like, at least. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Got any insight on the eGold case? Would love to have you chime in here. And then we'll talk to you about obligations for the government people. Are they obligated to protect you? Well, we already know that's not the case, but can they be held liable if you get hurt because of what they've done? It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!